I would like my body to be well so I can do the things I love, like running, cycling, swimming and yoga. I would like my body to be well so I can do the things that I love, like running, cycling, swimming, yoga. I would like my body to be well so that I can do the things that I love, like running, cycling, swimming, yoga. Okay. Now, should I throw it to the wind or should I put it under a stone? Throw it to the wind or put it under a stone? Maybe I'll put it under a stone.
Mind has powerful weapons, doubt, forgetfulness and general confusion. We're faced with these aspects of the mind. They're very subtle adversaries. Very, very subtle.
So you're walking downtown somewhere and suddenly in the crowd you see a face, someone you haven't seen for, an old friend, haven't seen him for years, and there's this moment, you know, text, like a moment of like, wow, you know, wow, wonder, and you see each other, there's like this flash, you know, there's this reciprocal flash. And then in the crowd, and the next split second, of course, the mind moves in swiftly. Oh, what's his name? What's his name? We were sitting for 18 hours a day, meditating on his roof, just sitting there. The palm trees were there, and it was just, and the sea was a bit further beyond. His mum was cooking the food, and we were just getting up at 4 in the morning, sitting till 10, and then we'd go down for late breakfast, and for an hour, go back up again and sit from 11 till 2, then go back for lunch, and then have lunch and rest till about 4, and then go back on the roof again from 5 till 10, have dinner, then go up again from 11 till 2 in the morning. We're like just sitting.
Pantia, road to the Tarakha.
Hangan, the Haritu, the Haritu, the Haritu, the Haritu, happy.
Hashla?
Is your chomo? Atrak.
Atrak. Ah, his name.
Atrak.
Atrak. Long. He's got long hair. Long hair. Atrak.
Atrak.
Atrak. Atrak.
Huh?